Bit of a heated topic this morning, the garage. Is it worth borrowing the money, buying the garage with the unit? What's it going to cost you? We're going to talk all things garages and parking this morning and talk about if they make money. Stay tuned. Happy Easter, Billy Bob.
Did the Easter Bunny treat you well?
Yes, yes. I went to the Easter show last night.
And it was busy?
Flat out. I actually had to talk to a couple of farmers that were there, and they did say the first week was quiet, and they did say the second week was busy, and they said the first week was quiet because it's the first year where it's been out of sync. It's the weirdest thing. The Easter show is out of sync with school holidays. Like, it sort of doesn't make sense.
Yeah, 2 weeks to go to school holidays. I don't know.
It's weird. I don't know what happened this year, but I think some kids are still at school even next couple of days.
Yeah.
And then the show's finishing today. Poor fella. Poor kid.
Anyway,
poor kid.
I hope everyone had a good Easter.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I've been in Newcastle. I'm just on my way back now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Solid, yeah. Solid. Now, talking about garages, guys and girls, this is one that I think it's pretty hard dialogue to find out there. So if you're buying an investment property, if you're buying your first home, if you're just buying a house or an apartment, the relevance to the garage, do you... It's, you know, I know that some people just desperately have to or must have the garage, but sometimes it's a decision of yes or no. And we wanted to actually explore that decision, what it costs, do they make money? And you know what, when you're tapping that money onto your mortgage for 25 years, you better hope that you wanted a garage.
Yeah, because when you're going through your property purchase, there's, I guess, trade-offs you can make. Parking for a lot of people is not one of them. It's so important. But when you look at the price point, what it actually costs to have parking and what that repayment looks like over the lifetime of your property, it's a lot of cash.
Isn't it interesting? I've got to say, just in out of properties that I've purchased over the years, 30 years of buying of properties and selling, I would say 10% of them had a garage, or 20% of them had a garage, so 10-20%. So for me, the relevance of a garage as an investor, and by the way, we're going to talk about its region. This changes regionally as well, but you know, for the Northern Beaches, for me, with a garage, not really an important thing as an investment. You, Billy Bob?
Come back to me. Is parking important for you?
Definitely. I think in the Northern Beaches, particularly when you're in areas like DY, which are hard, there's, you know, you can go out to that street and just find nothing at all, and spend 5 or 10 minutes. I think, yeah, definitely. You know what? This is probably a rolling question as well, where I think the weight on a garage or a car space is potentially going to be less because of automation with cars and with Uber. As a matter of fact, I actually think it could be cheaper to Uber your life away rather than buy a car, hence don't need a garage.
It is getting that way, and the government's obviously making big pushes to try and, you know, get people onto public transport, make the systems better. So we're selling a property, and this one resonates with me, in DY at the moment. It's a one-bedroom apartment, 500 metres from the beach and 500 metres from the Beeline bus stop. And I look at someone who would live there. Why would they need a car? If they're commuting to the city, they can do it on the bus, and they're going to do it anyway because it's cheaper, faster, easier. And then why would they need a car on the weekend when they've got the beach down the road, all their local shops in walking distance? It's just perfect.
Or you've got these rideshare programs with cars now where there's, in busy areas, they've got these go-get cars or whatever the companies are called, where they can actually just cruise, you know, there's a car sitting down the road, they can just jump in, keys are there, bang, bang, boom.
Yeah, even Uber Share.
Yeah, even cheaper, even cheaper. Now, what about you? Have you bought with parking or no parking?
I bought with parking. It did have a garage. Not so much a huge wish item. It wasn't exactly on my wish list, but I was lucky to have it. I do think there's value in a garage, particularly if you can monetize it. So if you can turn that asset that you might not even use on a regular basis, but you can turn that into storage, or you can give it to a friend or a family member that can use it, there is value there. And what I really, really like is parking that you can basically turn from one car space into two. I think that's the biggest value add that I look for in a property. So the way you can do that is find a garage that you can park in front of and it doesn't interrupt anyone else, doesn't block anyone else, or find a car space that you can potentially nudge two cars into.
Does happen. I've noticed there's a couple of blocks, even some new ones, more so old, small ones, but even some new ones, there's those opportunities. Billy, what are you paying for a garage in the Northern Beaches, for example?
About 100,000, about 10% on your property. Between.
Okay, so, and one thing I want people to stress on is this is the difference between no parking to a garage. So if a unit's worth $1 million, say 10%, and this does change in regions. So in the CBD, the value of that parking is also going to be higher because the density to park in the street is harder than Northern Beaches. Whereas if you moved into different parts of Sydney where there's a higher concentration of houses and just a few unit blocks, those areas are a bit more tolerant to no parking in your unit block because there's so much available on the street. So the value sort of comes back a bit. So that's a big number, Billy. People are putting $100,000 onto their mortgage from the difference of no parking to a garage in DY. Yep. So, and I think when you look at paying a mortgage back over time, people are going to be in the pipe for even more than that because you've got interest payable over those 25 years on that 100K, that extra 100K that you worried that you did the parking. Does parking go up as much as the unit value?
I would stick a limb out to say that it's all relative to what you put in is what you get out. There is obviously going to be buyers that will, you know, dismiss your property if you come to point of reselling. However, you've got to remember you saw the opportunity to get in with no parking in the first place. So does it go up as much as everything else? Absolutely. Will it hurt your sale price if you don't have parking? Absolutely. But you've made a saving on your purchase in the first place. Do we see properties with no parking make money? Yes, we do. They still go up.
So I guess you're buying it for 10% less, and then when you're selling it for 10% less if you're buying with none. What's the value between a zero parking to car space? It's not going to be 10% because you've got a garage when you're paying 10% more. What's a car space?
I think it's probably somewhere half in between. But guys, I really do find buyers will dig their feet in, they'll stick their heels into the ground, or they'll overpay if these parking requirements, you know, are important to them and it matches up in a property. So basic car space, I think it's somewhere halfway in between, probably 5%.
And carport?
Carport, similar. I think car space, carport, very similar.
Probably a little bit more. Probably a bit like underbuilding parking. I guess if you get your car out of the rain, you know, you're not going to be having to wash it as much, hail, whatever that's going to be. Now, before we go, I do want to talk about storage. I think storage has changed the game. The necessity for garage was so much, I believe, stronger because you had no other alternatives. But in the last 10 or 20 years, you've got places like Kennards Hire where you can, if you don't have that garage, you can throw stuff in that storage unit. We're also seeing in the last 10 years, storage options that you can actually buy. So these things are, like we've got one in the back of Cromer, 130 grand. It's 1 meter longer and 1 meter wider than a conventional garage. So you can actually separate yourself away from the garage, aka storage. So if you're a tradie like an electrician, you've always needed to have that garage. You can go, you know what? I'm going to use that storage unit and I'm just going to take a unit without parking, possibly.
Well, that's a really good example. You know, there you can actually save your money on your property and put it somewhere else. Could be closer to your business. Yep. It could be more practical.
Absolutely. Now, what about rents? Lisa wants to know about how tenants will feel about no garage and no parking.
Yeah, there's definitely a premium on rent, and believe it or not, we do see people rent their property separate to their garages. I know it's not possible to necessarily sell your garage off or sell your car space off separate to your property, but you can rent them separately.
What do you rent a garage for in a unit block in DY?
$50, $100 a week.
It's pretty solid.
Depending on the size. I've seen people rent their garages around, those transport sort of, drop and ride areas, Manly Ferry, the B-lines, bus stops.
Yeah.
Manly's a bit popular one though.
Manly's a real popular one because you've got, that's right, people that live in the burbs outside of that, they'll hire that parking in the centre of Manly and then to hop on that ferry 5 days a week, 4 days a week, whatever it is. There you go. There is all things garages, rentals, sales, investment-wise, even a bit of storage in that. Hopefully this show has helped some people out there.
Yeah.
We've got another comment.
Yeah, buying an apartment with no parking makes for great buy for investors who will still rent beautifully. I totally agree. Yeah, I think you see sometimes a better rental yield because your purchase price is so much more attractive.
Happy Easter. Love you. See you. Bye.
See you guys.
Thanks, guys. See ya.